North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Monday, March 2, 2020.
A bus driver shortage has school transportation departments across the North Shore thinking outside the yellow rectangular box. Quote, it's a nationwide issue, said Beverly's transportation director, Dana Cruikshank. Taylor Ann Bradford, a staff writer for the Salem News, writes today that he has said that he has talked to other transportation departments and bus manufacturers across the country who are seeing a similar shortage. In Gloucester, some elementary and middle school students are now walking to school after a driver in charge of a West Gloucester route retired at the beginning of February at the school break, and a replacement driver could not be found. The district is also partnering with another transportation service to get students to class. Quote, I didn't think I could do this, Gloucester Public Schools Transportation Director Kathy Burgess said in reference to shifting her fleet around to get students to school. The magic hat is empty. There is no more shifting, doing nothing. Over the past 2 years, Gloucester's school district has had to eliminate 9 bus routes with the loss of 9 drivers. The fleet is manned now by 11 bus drivers.
The City of Salem, in partnership with North Shore Community Health and North Shore Medical Center, is launching a 1-year pilot program of a new initiative to encourage high school age youth to give up vaping. Starting on March 2, today, Monday, Salem residents who attend Salem High School, Salem Academy Charter School, New Liberty Innovation School, and Salem Prep High School can bring their e-cigarette device or vape pen to the Teen Health Center at Salem High School, Suite 127, and receive a $50 gift card to Target, Market Basket, Stop and Shop, or other business. To receive the gift card, students must also participate in and successfully complete 4 vaping cessation support sessions. The sessions are 45 minutes long and will take place in the Teen Health Center. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is quoted as saying, the negative health effects from vaping are now clearly established, so I hope all Salem kids who might use these potentially deadly devices will consider bringing it in for the buyback. By coupling the gift card with cessation services, we're also hoping to help youth successfully break the vaping habit for good, too. I'm grateful to North Shore Medical Center, North Shore Community Health, our school nurses, the Salem Health Department, and the Salem Youth Commission, all of whom had a role in making this exciting pilot possible. That's a quote from Mayor Kim Driscoll. Those looking for more information about the program can contact their school nurses or call the Teen Health Center at 978-740-1220.
The City of Lynn has temporarily shut down the construction of a 5-story wood frame building on Andrews Street after an inspection revealed numerous code violations that had turned the development into a fire hazard. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that Swampscott developer Zachary Andrews started constructing that will eventually become a 36-unit building over the fall. The building would house 32 market-rate apartments and 4 units for commercial space. He anticipates the project will be completed by October. The city's Inspectional Services Department issued a stop order at the job site on February 20 that ordered Andrews to immediately cease and desist all work at the 38 to 44 Andrews Street location, according to a letter from Keith Richard, the city's building inspector, that was obtained by the item. Failure to comply with the order could result in daily fines of up to $300 per day, according to the letter.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Congressman Seth Moulton sounded off on the coronavirus, COVID-19, public transportation, and education at a Cape Ann Town Hall event Saturday morning in Rockport. Before opening the floor to questions, the Salem Democrat told a crowd of about 40 constituents about what his office is doing to address the virus that is quickly spreading across the world. Currently, there is 1 reported case in Massachusetts. 64 other Americans are reported infected as well. And as of Saturday night, only 1 had passed away from the virus. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has infected nearly 85,000 worldwide, mostly in mainland China, and has killed at least 2,938 people. Moulton is quoted as saying, I'm going to briefings and getting the highest level of information I can on this disease and making sure we're sharing it with our constituents and that we're prepared. In the meantime, he urged attendees, don't spend time worrying, just be prepared. And make sure you're just doing basic things like wash your hands. It's amazing how much that makes a difference. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Here is a fire story with an interesting twist from Salem. Had the carpenters who put up a four-story North Pine Street apartment building in 1846 not been ahead of their time, the outcome of a two-alarm house fire Sunday morning might have been tragically different. Buck Anderson writing in today's Salem News that fire dispatch received a 911 call at 5:41 a.m. Sunday from an occupant at Unit 3 of the 8 condo building at 9 North Pine Street who reported a fire in her heating unit. Engine 4, 2, and Ladder 1, along with Deputy Chief Keith Pelletier, fought light smoke from the unit when they arrived. Once they entered the unit, firefighters found a fire beneath the furnace with flames along the wall of the unit. A mortar and brick firewall had been constructed probably when the building was first put up between Units 3 and 5, existing from the basement to the attic. That wall prevented the fire from spreading horizontally into the structure. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Andrea Holbrook's writing in today's Gloucester Times. As you know, tomorrow is Super Tuesday, and the Republican, Democratic, Libertarian, and Green Rainbow presidential candidates aren't the only ones looking for votes in the state's presidential primary. Besides presidential candidates, Cape Anners will also be choosing state and town committee members on their respective ballots, Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, or Green Rainbow. Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, and Manchester-by-the-Sea will have their usual polling places open during Tuesday's primary. Polls across Cape Ann and the state open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Voter registration deadline was February 12. Residents with a valid state driver's license may check their voting status online at registertovotema.com. Absentee voting is also available. If you will be absent from Cape Ann on Tuesday, March 3, you can apply for an absentee ballot to be delivered to you, or you can vote in person at your city or town hall. Deadline to vote by absentee ballot in person or to apply for an absentee ballot is Monday, March 2, at noon. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast for the North Shore, produced by MSO Newsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. Have a great week ahead. And also, you can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. And again, have a great Monday.